USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump have some downtime before tonight's formal state banquet in Great Britain. Queen Elizabeth is hosting the affair at Buckingham Palace. With more on the president's trip to the U.K., here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group, viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a three-day state visit.
The House on Monday is expected to pass a massive disaster aid bill. After weeks of delays, President Trump is expected to sign the roughly $19 billion bill that covers states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. Three separate Republicans voted down unanimous consent votes that were put forth by Democratic leaders last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After a weekend of crime in Chicago, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says his officers are doing what they can and continuing to urge the community to help them.
We're going to continue to do everything in our power to prevent and respond to violence, but really, we cannot do this without the support of the communities or a unified criminal justice system that keeps our gun offenders out of our neighborhoods.
Check your freezers for recalled chicken from Purdue Foods. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us what to look for.
About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25th, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the product. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The National Hurricane Center believes there will be 9 to 15 named storms this season. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
This hurricane season that runs from now until November 30th, there will be 9 to 15 named storms, of which 4 to 8 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 major hurricanes of winds over 111 miles an hour. Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, tells us it's not so much the winds, but the flooding.
In the last 3 years, 83% of fatalities has been indeed the flooding. It's the inland flooding. Most, and over half of those in automobiles. Historically, storm surge. It's the water. It's the inland water that's hurting people.
I'm John Clemens.
A governor who was considering a challenge to President Trump has made his decision, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Very popular among Republicans as well as Democrats in his home state, but often at odds with President Trump's policies, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he won't challenge President Trump in the Republican primaries. Hogan tweeting on Saturday he appreciates the encouragement to do so, but he now plans to dedicate himself to a second term as Maryland's governor. Currently, President Trump only faces one challenger for the Republican nomination in former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, please remember to check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.